Chapter 11. When people say the word convention, they are usually referring to large gatherings of the employees of companies and corporations who attend a mass assembly, usually in a big hotel somewhere, for the purpose of pretending to learn stuff when they're in fact enjoying a free trip somewhere, time off work, and the opportunity to flirt with strangers, drink, and otherwise indulge themselves. The first major difference between a business convention and a fandom convention is that fandom doesn't bother with the pretenses. They're just there to have a good time. The second difference is the dress code. The ensembles at a fan convention tend to be considerably more novel. SplatterCon! Apparently the name of the con was misspelled if the three exclamation points were left out. Had populated the hotel with all kinds of costumed fans, unless maybe the costumes were actually clothing trends. Once in a while, it gets hard to tell make-believe and avant-garde fashion apart. The hotel had an entry atrium, which in turn branched off into a pair of long, wide hallways, leading to combination ball and dining rooms, the ones with those long folding partitions that can be used to break the larger rooms up into smaller halls for seminars and talk panels and so on. There were a couple of hundred people in sight, and I could see more entering and leaving various panel rooms. I kind of expected a few more people to be here, I said to Molly. I had stopped at my apartment to grab my stuff and drop off Mouse. It's Thursday night, she said, as if that should be significant. And it's getting late, at least for a weeknight. We have more than 3,000 people already registered.
Is that a lot?
For a first-year convention? It's a Mongol horde. There was pride in her voice as she spoke. And we have a really young staff to boot, but old hands are putting conventions together. She went on like that for a few moments, naming names and citing their experience, as though she expected me to whip out a licensing manual or something to make sure the convention was up to code. Two girls, both too young for me to think adult thoughts about, sidled by in black and purple clothing and makeup that left a lot of skin bare, their faces painted pale, trickles of fake blood at the corners of their mouths. One of them smiled at me, and she had fangs. I had my hand on my staff, and the harsh, clear scent of wood smoke filled my nose before I stopped myself from unleashing an instant, violent, and noisily pyrotechnic assault upon the vampire 5 feet from me. A second study showed irregular lumps and finger marks on the teeth. The girls had probably made them with their own fingers from craft plastic. I let out my breath in a steady exhalation and relaxed again, releasing the power I'd begun to channel through my staff.
Relax, Harry. Hell's bells. That would be a great story for the papers.
Professional wizard incinerates amateur vampire. News at 10. The two girls went on by, none the wiser, and even Molly only frowned at them and then back at me for a second, her face tilted into an expression of silent inquiry. I shook my head. Sorry, been a long day already. Look, I need to get a look at the bathroom where this theater owner was attacked.
All right, Molly said. But first, we'll get you a name tag at registration.
We will? I asked. Why?
Because you're not supposed to have access to the convention if you haven't registered for it, she said. Con security and hotel security might get confused. It would be inconvenient for you.
Right, I said. Good thinking. I'm not sure how I'd react to inconvenience. I followed her over to a set of tables set up to receive dozens or hundreds of people at once, each designated with white paper signs marked with A through D, E through J, and so on, down the alphabet. A tired-looking, brown-haired woman of early middle age sat behind the first table, doing some kind of paperwork.
Molly,
she said, and her voice warmed with tired but genuine pleasure.
Who is your friend?
Harry Dresden, Molly said. This is Sandra Marling. She's the convention chair.
You're a horror fan?
Sandra Marling asked me.
My life is all about horror these days.
You should find plenty here to entertain you, she assured me. We're showing movies in several rooms, as well as in the theater, and there's the vendor's room, and some autograph signings tomorrow, and of course there are several parties active already, and the costume contests are always fun to watch.
Isn't that something?
I said, and tried not to drown in my enthusiasm.
Sandy, Molly said, stepping in, I want to use my freebie for Harry here.
Sandra nodded.
Oh, Rosanna was looking for you a few minutes ago. Have you spoken to her yet?
Not since this afternoon, Molly said and fretted at her lower lip. Did she remember to take her vitamins?
Rest easy, girl. I reminded her for you.
Molly looked visibly relieved.
Thank you.
Sandra, meanwhile, had me filling out a registration form, which I scribbled through fairly quickly. At the end, she passed me a plastic badge folded around a card that said, SplatterCon, hi, I'm... She gave me a black ink marker to go with it and said, sorry, the printer's been offline all day, just write your name in. I promptly wrote the words, an innocent bystander, onto the name tag before folding it up into the plastic badge and pinning it to my shirt. I hope you enjoy SplatterCon, Harry, Sandra said. I picked up a schedule and glanced at it. Make your own blood and custom fangs, to be followed by how to scream like a pro. I don't see how I can avoid being entertained. Molly gave me a level look as we walked away. You don't have to make fun of it. Actually, I do, I said. I make fun of almost everything. It's mean, she said. Sandra has poured her whole life into this convention for a year, and I don't want to see her feelings hurt. Where do you know her from? I asked. Not church, I guess. Molly looked at me obliquely for a second and then said, she's a part-time volunteer at one of the shelters where I'm doing community service. She helped Nelson out when he was younger. Rosie, too, and her boyfriend. I lifted a hand in acquiescence. Fine, fine, I'll play nice. Thank you, she said, her voice still prim. It's very adult of you.